the level of connection with Hashem, where it would encompass our mind and dictate our actions every second of our lives, seems quite overwhelming, and certainly seems very far away from us. But if we return to the opening statement of the Mesillas Yesharim, the first line, the first assumption he makes about his readers is this: Ulumat Sarach Shiyasim Mabatei Umigamasai Bukhalashu Amel Kalyamechaib. What does a person have to set his sights towards, to find his goals in everything he works for all of his life? So the Mesillas Yesharim is taking us by the shoulder and he's shaking us and he's saying, listen, you're not just like living life, right? You're a Jew. You have a vision. You must have one. You have to have some kind of goal you're striving for. And you must have by this time made some kind of plan to get there. So what is it? And let me help you clarify it. That's where the Mesillas Yesharim steps in. All that he assumes already as a given, that we're not just like living life just like that. And this is what he tells us and he expects from us even before we start learning Mussar. It's the very first line of the Sefer. And that's what's so essential about learning Mussar. Life is a serious thing, and although we need to take it lightly at times to retain our sanity, overall, we have to recognize its importance, significance, and seriousness. So that having been said, let's think about where we're headed. So eventually life comes to its tachlis, the world to come, Olam Haba, Olam HaEmes, and Gan Eden. What does one do all day in Gan Eden? That's where we spend the rest of eternity. What are we doing there? So Chazal explained to us that the pleasure in Gan Eden is so intense that even one moment there can't be evaluated, even if you add up all the pleasures that have ever existed on this world by every single person of all of history, it can't add up to one moment in Gan Eden. But it's not a physical pleasure. So what is the pleasure? The Ramchal, Mesillas Yesharim, explains that as well. Sha'adam le'nivra, a person was only created for the purpose to bathe in the glory of Hashem's presence and enjoy His company. In other words, what we do in Gan Eden is we become amazingly close to Hashem, closer than is possible on this world because we are blocked by our guf, and in the next world we're not. So we can become much closer in the next world, and that's why it's the hanah can't be compared to what you can possibly attain in this world. Now, if a person isn't close to Hashem, then there's not an awful lot for him to do in Gan Eden. And if a person is close to Hashem, he enjoys that closeness in a measure that's unfathomable and immeasurable by anything that we have in this world. And that's what Kirvas Elokim is all about. We work on it in this world. And what we develop in this world opens up in next world when the guf gets out of the way. And we build our Olam Haba. So the Ramchal is saying, this is what you're doing, and this is what you're accomplishing, and this is what we're going to have for Netzach Netzachim. When we appreciate what we're doing, it doesn't seem that overwhelming. Everything we do is benefiting us. And everything we do starts to give us that hana, that geshmak, that pleasure already in this world as we achieve Kirvas Elokim. But the way to do it is by defining a path through Torah and Mitzvahs and utilizing them to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there's a well-known statement in Chazal that Klal Yisrael is compared to a pomegranate, a rimon. Why? Because afilah reikonin shebehem maleim mitzvos kareim, and even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So there's an obvious question on this. Why do we call them empty ones if they're full of mitzvahs? Then they're not empty. They're full of mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. Why do we compare the empty people in Klal Yisrael to a pomegranate? So Reb David Pravarsky Zatzal, who was the Reshiva Panovich in Bnei Brak, he passed away in 1999, I was by his Levaya, and there were tens of thousands of people there, so he said a beautiful answer to this question. He said, think of the difference between a pomegranate and other fruits, like an apple or an orange. An apple is one unit. Its flesh comprises the majority of the fruit, and some seeds are embedded in the flesh. An orange is a number of segments all joined together to form one fruit. But the pomegranate has hundreds of individual little seeds. Each one stands alone and can be removed by itself. The seeds represent the multitude of mitzvahs that we have. But even if a person has done all those mitzvahs, he can still be a reik, an empty person. Why? Because those mitzvahs haven't come together to change him. They haven't joined to create one Adam HaShalom, one complete person. What prevents that from happening? If a person does mitzvahs without any effort to connect to the pnimius of the mitzvah, the soul and depth of the mitzvah, he doesn't utilize it as a path towards creating a relationship with Hashem. If he just does mitzvahs with very little thought and connection, he'll be full of mitzvahs, but at the same time he'll be empty, because he'll be empty of the true inner quality of the mitzvahs. He has the external aspects of a servant of Hashem. He's doing the actions, but he lacks the inside, the depth, the pnimius, the heart and soul. And that's what we're setting out to discover. How to get the most out of Avodas Hashem with what we do, and how to utilize everything we do as a medium to develop a connection with Hashem, kirvas elokim, build that relationship, which we will then enjoy both on this world and in the next world.